Wisconsin threatens livelihood of teacher who spoke out against gender ideology. By Brecken Eftes on May 26, 2022. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is threatening to revoke the teaching license of a school counselor who spoke out against the predations of gender ideology at a feminist rally. Marissa Darling, the Milwaukee Public Schools counselor, spoke out against the ideology at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, saying she opposes gender ideology, telling the crowd that young children should not be exposed to the harms of gender identity ideology or provided unfettered access to hormones, wrong sex hormones, and surgery. The WDPI appears to be retaliating by opening an investigation into Darling's immoral conduct and threatening to revoke her teaching license. "You are on video saying fuck transgenderism," the investigation notice states, referring to a moment in a video at the rally that Darling maintains was about the gender identity ideology harming children. "You are also on video saying you oppose gender identity ideology from entering your school building. You say none of your students will ever transition socially or medically under your fucking watch. You state you do not believe children should have access to hormones or surgery." In response to the threat from the WDPI, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which represents Darling, issued a letter warning the state that a revocation of Darling's license would amount to a First Amendment violation. "Not only did you threaten her with license revocation proceedings, you also attempted to strong-arm her into surrendering her license," Will's letter said. "Your letter stated that she has the option to voluntarily surrender her license and bring the DPI's investigation of this matter to a close, and you included a 2-page agreement to surrender license for her to sign in return. While telling the WDPI declines their offer to surrender, Will also said, we would like to remind you and DPI of the First Amendment. As you may recall, government officials have no power to restrict expression because of its message, its ideas, its subject matter, or its content," it continues. "And speech by public employees on subject matter related to their employment holds special value because they are uniquely qualified to comment on matters concerning government policies that are of interest to the public at large. It's hard to think of any more quintessential protected speech than speech at a public rally at a state capitol," the letter adds. Referring to the WDPI's immoral conduct statute, Will points out that to meet it, the only two examples given are use of pornography in schools and knowingly assisting a child sex predator to obtain a job in a school. "Ms. Darling was not only not endangering anyone, she was doing the opposite, advocating her strong belief as to the best ways to protect children, as she even stated during her speech," the letter continues. "While Ms. Darling always has and will love and professionally serve every child in her charge," the letter says, "she fully stands behind her statements and her view that gender identity ideology is harmful to young children and has no place in elementary schools. My views on the harms of gender ideology to children are informed by a desire to serve and protect children," Darling said. "That's why I got into education. I will love and serve every child under my care, no matter what. But I won't recant under threat from the state. Watch." The state is, quite simply, trying to punish a public school counselor for her views on gender ideology, Will Deputy Counsel said in a press release. "This is a classic, clear-cut violation of the First Amendment and the state can expect a federal lawsuit if it proceeds." Brecken Eftes is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftes.